Internet security company Trend Micro has just released their latest threat roundup for the first quarter of 2015, and it gives us a disturbing insight to the success cyber criminals are having globally, mostly by pulling lots of old tricks out of the bag. Now, on the line is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia to discuss the details. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Andy. How are you?
I should mention here, Tim, I'm calling in from the other side of the globe in Dallas, so no doubt keeping up very late at night, so we'll try and go easy on you. First up, Tim, one of the statistics from this report that's really grabbed me was the reported number of online threats blocked by Trend Micro in the first 3 months of the year, a staggering, well, just over 14 billion or 1,801 threats blocked every second. What is that number made up of? What sort of threats are being blocked? What are the top hits?
Oh, look, that's a vast variety of things, Andy. It's everything from blocking spam messages getting sent to customers who are using our software through to malicious URLs, which are unfortunately becoming bigger and bigger, and even including some ransomware and bad sites that people are going to. But the number just comprises all the different calls that are made on our network and how it actively sits there in the background and sees that people are clicking on things that other people have already picked up somewhere else in the world. So our system is probably one of the biggest, how we like to term it, neighbourhood watches that are out there. So one of the best things about it is that if we've found a virus somewhere else in the world on someone else's machine, we can shut that down on everyone else's very quickly. But it is very staggering how many different varieties of these viruses that are out there.
Yeah, and despite how many have been blocked, some are obviously getting through and impacting users. So what does it come down to? Is it the different tactics being used by cyber criminals? Is it users with poor or no protection? Also, you know, threats that are maybe developed before people like yourselves can actually get on top of them. What are the main sort of factors in these threats that are actually impacting users?
Well, one of the things we believe is driving this incredible number that you're talking about, of 14 billion, is that the fact that they are changing the way they attack far more rapidly than anything before. So if a virus comes out and we see it out there on the internet, we can block it. And then what they do is they go and they manipulate it, mm-hmm. And they change it a little bit and then send it back out there again. And until we figure that out and lock it back down, it will get through for a few people.
Right.
And it's this constant changing of the way that they're attacking, I think, is what's catching it out. And we're seeing in many, many cases the same virus getting sent out in five or six or even a dozen different formats. And therefore, it's becoming a much harder game to stop and block. And our network is built to do that. But, it's probably a reason why these days you definitely need some sort of security solution to help you combat the rate of change that these guys are able to push onto us.
Okay, let's look at some of the info from the report on a local level. It seems that Australia still remains a massive target for cyber criminals, but I'm just wondering why this is. I mean, it's not like we have the greatest population size, is it?
No, it's actually not so much to do with population, but there are a couple of things that I think drive it. One, Australians love technology.
Yeah.
We love a good gadget. You know, if you look at the things such as mobile phone penetration per capita, we're one of the leaders in the world. If we look at internet banking when that first started, we were one of the fastest uptakers of that particular product in the marketplace and use of service. And even so much so that if we look at our business in Australia, a lot of our business is built on our small to medium business, those small organisations that hire 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 people. We don't have the big conglomerates and who are just, you know, overtaking our life. And it's that openness that has it and that ability for so many people to use it that makes it such a strong target for these cyber criminals.
So then what are the top threats affecting Australians online at the moment?
Well, look, the old favourites are there. Definitely spam is something that you've got to be careful of. And what they're trying to do more and more inside spam itself is probably try and lead you onto a site that will actually deliver the malicious payload. And in that way, they're getting around a lot of spam filters because the message itself is not malicious. It's where they're taking you to. And this is where we see probably the biggest statistic, which is the number of malicious URL hits. So that's going to a website that's delivering some sort of virus or malware onto your computer. And in Q1, what we saw is that there were some over 37 million hits to malicious URLs, which is up from 29 million in Q4 last year. So it is definitely something that is growing, and this is our biggest concern. And where this is interesting as well is that going to a malicious URL can happen from anything. It's not just a Windows machine. You can do this from a Windows machine, a Mac OS, even a tablet and a smartphone. And they've figured this out, the cyber criminals, that you can get around these filters and protection that a lot of people are putting on by getting you to click on a malicious URL. And that, to me, is probably the number one out there. We also still warn people that we're seeing that they're very, very heavy trying to manipulate us in the app stores. What I mean by that is that there are a lot of fake apps out there, which do get removed regularly. So therefore, someone purporting to be Commonwealth Bank of Australia, ANZ Bank, they're pretty good, actually, because they're big banks, but some of the other institutions, and also apps that in version one that you download onto your phone or your tablet is quite mundane and very easy to put on there, but in the update that people don't really check on, all of a sudden gives it access to a lot of different areas of your phone and a lot of the information so they can actually figure out who you are. So they're the big things that we're really seeing inside Australia.
And when we talk about malicious software, one of the terms in the report that grabbed my attention was malvertising. It sounds pretty nasty. We're talking about malicious online ads or online ads that have been infected with malicious software.
Well, yeah, it's something interesting. And we started talking about this in Q4 last year. But what we're seeing is the vast increase in what we term social engineering lures. And how that's done is through malvertising. So you actually click on a link to an ad or to a story or to something that in the background, once you click on it, you've in a way given permission and it will download something onto your computer. And it's funny because, you know, in the past we used to get news or information from places we trust. We'd watch Channel 7 or Channel 9, 10, ABC. Mm-hmm. We'd look at the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age down in Melbourne or one of those big papers. And now what we're seeing is that people, when they're looking on their phones or on their computers, are just clicking on anything, thinking, oh, it's on the internet, it's okay. Uh-huh. And it's this factor of people just click, 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 that the cyber criminals are sort of saying, well, if you're not really careful about where you're clicking, you know, we're probably going to catch you out one of the times, which is the malicious URLs we're talking about as well. And that, to me, is, I think, the biggest change in the way that of our behaviour that the cyber criminals are picking up on and trying to exploit to their advantage at the moment.
We also spoke in detail recently about ransomware, users being locked out of their computers and requests for a ransom to be able to get back into their files. Looking at this report, it still seems to be a major problem here.
Look, it definitely is. I think the days have gone where they've just simply tried to deliver a malicious payload onto your computer through malware virus that did something to your computer, actually trying to extract value out of you. Mm. And the best way that they've figured out how to do this is by locking up your files, your information, because a lot of people, unfortunately, these days still don't have backups of their information they keep on their computer thinking that it's all safe. And therefore, because we need that digital information, because all of our lives now are so digitized, they can extract you to pay the money back for them. The only thing we can tell people is that you definitely don't pay these guys. Mm. It's not that your information isn't worth it. It's just that they won't pass you through the key to actually unlock it. It's not what they're after. They're after getting the money and moving on. They actually don't care about providing you that safety of getting your information back.
It's one of those things where you may not think it's really a problem, and then you hear from someone you know who it's happened to, and it is quite a devastating thing to happen. Let's talk about, just leaping back to spam. We spoke about malicious URLs in spam being a massive problem. But of course, now in the report, we're seeing that spam being generated from within Australia, that is localized spam, is more of an issue. I mean, last time we spoke on one of these reports, spam numbers were down, which is still the case. We're actually seeing spam coming from within Australia that's now a problem.
Yeah, we're noticing a trend over the last quarter that spam more and more is getting through a lot of spam filters. And how we're seeing that this has happened is that they're changing the way or the places they're coming to attack us from. So one of the things that's disturbing is that the number of IP addresses within Australia has almost doubled that are actually sending out spam. So I think this is from a couple of reasons. One, those computers generally don't have some sort of protection and they're being picked up and taken over by bots. And it's because a lot of people with their old computers now don't have protection on them and just leave them online all the time. You know, you might have a computer running at home that virtually just stays running 24/7 and no one really looks at it. And those are the kind of computers that these cyber criminals try and pick on, sometimes using an older operating system that's no longer updated and patched to, with the latest security, not running some level of security software. Mm. And then they can utilize that because it's sitting there all day and just send spam out within Australia. And therefore, you're getting the attacks from so many different vectors these days that it's very hard to actually effectively shut down the spam that's getting sent out.
Okay, well, let's talk about some solutions now. So, I mean, it all sounds a bit doom and gloom, but I mean, what does the average user need to start thinking about in the current online landscape to try and keep on top of these threats?
Look, the hard part is that as a user, the reality these days is that these cyber criminals are coming up or adapting and evolving faster than we can keep up. And it comes down to what do we need? And fundamentally, you know, you have to be vigilant. You have to realize it from a spam point of view. Be careful about the links you keep clicking on. Don't click on a site that you're sort of not 100% sure on. Don't download files unless you're very well aware of where they're coming from. But also, because it's evolving at such a high and fast rate, we really do recommend having some form of security software running on your computer to help you, to assist you with that. Like, at the end of the day, the security software can't stop you doing anything because you can always click, yes, I want to go ahead and do that. Mm. But it's like someone, a guardian angel sitting on your shoulder trying to help you in that online journey, because it really has moved away from trying to affect you just purely on your computer to actually trying to infect you and work on you when you're out there in the internet. And that's a much harder level to sit and block.
Well said there, Tim. Now, of course, Trend Micro has the appropriate products to help you out with that. Where can we send people for more info?
For more info, just go to www.trendmicro.com.au, and we have a whole lot of information up there that'll help you sort of figure out what the kind of best software for you and what kind of things you should do to protect yourself against online threats.
Brilliant. Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. Always good to talk to you. Take it easy.
Thanks, Andy.